Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Owen Seaton, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Chattanooga FC. Owen, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, David, how are you?
I am doing fine, thanks, and very intrigued about this docu-series project that the CFC has going on, No Matter What, The Rise of Chattanooga FC. Talk about this. First off, what was kind of the genesis of this?
Unscripted documentaries and sports programming is very hot and has been for a while, kind of started with Hard Knocks and then kind of Last Chance U and right. things like that kind of got people into that space. And like, my wife is not a big sports fan, but she will watch those shows all day long because it's like a soap opera to her to kind of meet the players and get the behind the scenes stuff, and she really enjoys that. And so it appeals to a really broad audience, and it was something that when I came back to town and became a part of CSC that we had targeted as something that we wanted to do. And to be honest, the pandemic kind of accelerated our ability to do it because we had this bubble tournament at the end of the year and we could cover a high stakes tournament in a very short period of time at a much cheaper cost than it would be if we were doing a 10, 12 months of stuff. And so we had been toying with the idea of it since this time last year, and to the point where we talked to Super Chief, who's our partner on this, which is a local production company, and they're fantastic. Like, if you've seen the trailer that we released today, it's super high quality work. They've done a bunch of work for Amazon before. They're involved in a documentary with the U.S. Olympic team right now on weightlifting, we started feeling each other out to see if this would be a match, and started back in February shooting it around open tryouts in the beginning of the season. And then we're going to kind of put together a pilot episode and some concept stuff. And then before we got to our first home game, the shutdown happened. And so then we were kind of on hiatus like everybody else, for a good bit. And then when it came time to pick the season back up, we knew we had this bubble tournament going. We, talked to some folks to, get some investors to get some money together to make this happen, because we had a chance to kind of not have to go pitch it around like we would have if we'd have just done a pilot episode and said, let's jump in and do a 6-episode arc. And now we're going through 250 something hours of footage to, cut it down to 6 half-hour episodes.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, though. So these are going to be 30-minute episodes. You're spot on about, sports docuseries like this, because my wife could care less about sports, and she watched the first season of Last Chance U with me and didn't want to miss it. I mean, just absolutely was enthralled by it. But how do you – of course, that's on Netflix. What is the step as far as – once you get this produced and shopping it to a streaming series, how will that all kind of come about?
I'll kind of answer that in two parts. We've got, we are working right now to try to air it locally first, because we feel like our fans deserve to see it first, and we want to reach as many people in our city with it as we can. So we're talking to 3, 9, 12, PBS, a few others here in town about, what the opportunities may look like to do that. So we're doing that. And then on the streaming side, so Super Chief has a really good relationship with Amazon. They've done shows for Amazon before. We kind of have that in our back pocket if we want it. But Amazon's model for first-time stuff like this is basically, if it meets their quality specs and they feel like it's well-made and well-produced, which we know it is because, Super Chief has done stuff for Amazon before, and meets their specs, and they have it. You couldn't just do this with any other production partner and, like, be able to just jump into Amazon because, you know, it's a, once you're in, but it's hard to get in. So we, you know, Superchief has that relationship. But for first time stuff like ours would be, it would be kind of the more people watch, the more money it would bring back. So we know we have that in our back pocket if we want it, but we're also, in conversations with Netflix and Discovery Channel, and I have some relationships at CBS Sportsnet and NBC Sportsnet and Stadium and a couple of other pretty big on the sports side. You know, so we're having a lot of conversations right now, and the good thing is we're, you know, in today's digital world, it's we can get a deal done in December and have this on the platform in January. So it's pretty fast to deliver it once you get the deal struck.
You're listening to Owen Seton, the Chattanooga FC Chief Marketing Officer. You're listening to Owen here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Owen, my man, good to hear your voice. Any nudity in this thing?
Hey, Jake. well, I'm not going to throw my man Fuller under the bus like that. It may have a MA rating. You never know.
Never can tell. You never as I like to call him, old Petey Fuller can get a little wild and crazy.
Here's the thing. So you see a little bit of it in the trailer, but literally, so the bubble that we had for this tournament in Detroit was the kind of Costco version of the NBA bubble. Like, I mean, we literally had an entire hotel just to the tournament, and every team had their own floor as a way to kind of, you know, create space and make sure everybody had their space. This camera crew was on that floor 24/7 with the guys the whole time we were in Detroit. I mean, there's, you know, footage of guys in, you know, in the players' rooms as they're hanging out waiting to play, you know, the next day. In with the trainer getting, you know, injuries worked on, with you know, in the pool working out, you know, getting some hydro stuff in. So I mean, they had all access to, you know, the entire time for that tournament. It's some good stuff.
We know that the CFC's got a great following, especially here locally, and in no effort, all kidding aside, not to diminish the last 8 months and the havoc it's wreaked on every form of all of our lives. Do you think this has a wider appeal of like an Amazon level, like a CBS Sports level, because of the behind the scenes look at dealing through the pandemic?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, first off, you layer in the fact that we have 3,400, you know, supporter owners up from 33 plus countries. So we know that we'll have a kind of baked in international audience there, but yeah, I mean, you know, Amazon has done a great job in the soccer space in the last couple of years with a few documentaries, through their All or Nothing series, because one of the other cool things about, you know, byproducts of the pandemic is, you know, scripted television and scripted movies and all that stuff are on hiatus, have been on hiatus and unable to produce. So there's just not a whole lot of content in the ecosphere, in the production pipeline right now, because, you know, you can't go gather a bunch of people in a room to shoot movies or to, you know, shoot scripted television. And so there's this gap of, you know, content that all the networks are fighting over. So it's a good time to have something high quality that is engaging, you know, and like you said, you add in the layer of the, you know, the storyline of how, you know, a small market, small, you know, league navigates through the pandemic. I mean, look at all the stuff that college football is going through with having to deal with it right now and all of the layoffs that are happening across college sports, even deeply funded, you know, college athletics is laying off, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of people. So, you know, to have that storyline of how we navigate that is, you know, it's some interesting stuff.
All right. If best case scenario, it takes off and becomes the next big streaming thing in this time where we're all staring at walls and looking for anything that can pique our interest. Who over there at the CFC is going to be Joe Exotic, and who's going to be Carole Baskin?
let me see. If I had to guess, I mean, you know, Foles is a pretty colorful personality. You know, he knows how to, you know, play it straight, you know, in public sometimes. But when you get him behind the scenes, you know, and get a White Claw or two into him, you know, he's a pretty fun guy to be around. So, I don't know that he could ever pull off the mullet, though. But I think he may have an original country tune or two into him, though, that maybe he could bust out for us.
You're listening to Owen Seton, the Chief Marketing Officer of the Chattanooga FC, talking about his upcoming six-part docu-series, No Matter What, The Rise of Chattanooga FC, detailing the first professional season and all the zaniness that has come along with it due to the pandemic. When you think about, like, Hard Knocks, you mentioned Hard Knocks at the top. There have been those moments in Hard Knocks, like when the Dolphins had Chad Ochocinco, and he gets in trouble, and he gets released from the team on camera. I mean, that's just one of those things that the producer – I mean, we have Ken Rogers all the time talking about Hard Knocks, and that has – I mean, that's just one of those things that he's just like, what a golden thing that has fallen into his lap. In your time doing all this, starting back in February, do you already know of a moment or two that you're just like, that's going to work out really well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got footage of the open tryout that we had back in February that we actually signed guys who played a lot of minutes for us that came to us through that tryout. So, you know, so I'm obviously that's a huge kind of payoff when you get to see that piece of it. On the negative side, I mean, you know, like, our first game in the tournament, Richard Dixon has a pretty significant injury and wasn't able to play the rest of the tournament. And to be honest, it changed our fortunes in that tournament, losing him. We went with him to the hospital. You know, the camera crew went with him to the hospital as he, you know, going through his, you know, x-rays and MRIs and all that kind of stuff to, you know, see what his situation was. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of and just the drama of the tournament, you know, it's high stakes. It's everybody's first time at this. Nobody, you know, from the league, from any of the clubs kind of knew what to expect just because, you know, every team was kind of in a different level. It's kind of like the Pac-12 starting this week, right? Like, nobody knows what to expect. They haven't played, right? You know, I mean, so we had teams that had played three or four games. We had other teams that had played one or two coming into the tournament. And so, you know, there's just the drama of the unknown that, you know, is you know, with all the stakes on the line. And so it's a fun ride, you know, through that 10 days, 12 days at the tournament.
Awesome stuff. Owen, keep us posted because you know a whole lot of folks are going to want to see that thing. So keep us, give us details along the way, and we very much appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
Will do, and I'll just throw out for our fans as well, keep an eye on our social stuff tomorrow because annual passes are going on sale tomorrow for next year.
Okay, important day. All right, Owen Seton, the Chief Marketing Officer of the Chattanooga FC, joining us. 648-1051 is your number. We will unveil the Painter Ready poll question. We come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Getting older can mean more.